gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good, good day.
Are you somebody who likes to comment? Are you a leaf peeper? A lot of that going on this weekend. Just asking random questions to get your mind into gear. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I am Monsieur Stephan. He's Monsieur Kessler. She's Madame Horn.
Hello.
And somewhere Madame Fasanelli seems to be lurking around here and there. So we salute the week. Hello. Sun is out somewhere. Sun is not out someplace. Just depends on I'm just sort of jamming away here. My mind has gone into a warp because I have so much information in front of me, I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, no. What are we going to talk about?
Well, there are the usual things. I thought that people would like to know what's going on with Edward Snowden. How many people would like to know what's going on with Edward Snowden? Please raise your hand.
Me.
Okay. Kenny, you don't want to know?
Yeah, inquiring. I care less about
inquiring minds want to know. All right. Well, anyway, there apparently are four former U.S. government officials who have met with Edward Snowden this week in Russia.
So they know where he is.
Yeah. Well, he's living with some American family over there.
Mm-hmm.
These Americans once worked for the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, and the NSA. They say that Snowden is adjusting to life in Russia, has no regrets about leaking the information on NSA surveillance programs. The four people are supporters of Snowden. Remember, they all formerly work for the CIA, FBI, Justice Department, and NSA. They are supporters of Mr. Snowden. And they gave him an award, which actually is given by a group of retired CIA officers every year. Plus, they seem to have some things in common with him. They've all been critical of the government. And in some cases, they've exposed what they believe to be wrongdoing within their agencies. They are the first Americans known to have met with Snowden, and they went over there specifically at their own expense to meet him, congratulate him, and give him the award. What do you think of that? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. There are people, like Kenny just said, I don't care. Doesn't make a difference to me what's going on with the guy. If you don't like what he did, I don't care about him as a person, but I think what he did was important, and I think that it has served tremendously to open up some information that we ought to have had or ought to be thinking about with regard to our government and the abuses that are part of everyday life here in our country. So how many people feel abused by the government? And I don't know if I feel abused.
I feel like I'm irrelevant to the government.
It was day 10 of the shutdown. Mm-hmm. Has it affected you at all?
No. Mm-hmm. Not that I have.
Not that you know. I talked to your father about this yesterday. Michael Horn, Jennifer Horn were at the same event that I was at, the talkers.com get-together here in Los Angeles. And one of the things we were talking about was whether numbers had come down the last week or two in terms of advertising revenue, because they certainly have come down here. We've been affected by this slowdown, shutdown, and the advertisers are saying the reason that they've cut back is because they think many people who are on government assistance one way or another aren't going to get their checks. It's going to be a while before they get them. A lot of employees, psychologically, the stock market went down a couple of hundred points, and so they just said, we're worried about people being able to spend money. We're going to stop advertising till we think there's money back there again.
Right.
So it affects really certainly everybody in this business for sure, and many more of you, even though only 14% are still left on furlough. There's that psychological thing between the shutdown and maybe even more importantly, the dangers of default. That's driving people nuts. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at some of the comments here. And the conversation, as you know, going on the last 24 hours, the Republicans and Democrats got together. That's the latest there. No decisions, but they're trying to get ahead of October 17th, which is the deadline to raise the debt limit. So Tim writes, how it works in the real world. If you don't have the money, then you don't spend it. Our tax dollars were managed properly. If they were, this would not be an issue. Mary writes, the nation's situation will get markedly worse as the shutdown continues. If we default on the debt, expect bedlam in the stock market, expect layoffs everywhere, and an increasingly angry public. Expect whatever recovery we have, lame though it is, to be crushed.
Yeah, you know, the thing that gets me upset is that there's all this hullabaloo over raising the debt ceiling, and it's only, like, for 6 weeks.
Right.
I mean, it's
and then they'll be back at the same thing
again. 6 weeks, and then we're doing it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
When is it time? I mean, you and I, and this maybe is very simplistic on my part, but when you and I don't have enough money, we don't spend anymore. We try to stop spending as much as we can.
Sometimes I write checks hoping I'll get a check to cover.
Okay, let's just say, maybe not Doug, but Ken, you and I, when we don't have enough money, we try not to spend, right? I don't understand when we're going to address the real problem here, which is overspending, and actually create a budget instead of this joke about every 6 weeks having to push up our debt ceiling again. I mean, it's just...
It's all about fear and anger and trying to control people. That's what this is all about.
It's so bad for the country, though.
One of the things you didn't hear me talking about yesterday, Jennifer, when you left and I was speaking, which is something I'll probably hold against you for a while, the essence of fear-based thinking and how people who are in the radio business are full of fear because of the changes. People who work in government are, many of them, full of fear because of the changes. Even if they have union certification, that doesn't mean anything. But you see, we continue to borrow money to pay for these things that we've agreed to, and yet there is no real solution in sight because nobody follows this through. Nobody, for example, is looking at the amount of money that it's costing for... I'm just trying to find my the numbers that I had. I had all these numbers that are indicative. Isn't it interesting? I have my iPad here, and I'm finding the numbers. Where are the numbers?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Killer numbers.
101 with Doug Steffen.
Anyway, there's information floating around as to how much it cost to run that health website, which was supposed to be like $100 million, and it's turned out to be $600 million, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, that sort of thing.
And it's also out of control and just backwards, because the debt ceiling, it's they need to raise it for money they've already spent.
Right.
So they're
I'm not
constantly
saying we don't
playing,
need to, but
no,
we,
but the, they're
we
constantly
need to stop
playing,
doing that though.
Yeah, they're constantly playing catch up. There's no way that you could run your business or mm-hmm. your personal finances this way, where you spend and spend and spend, and I don't have enough money. The bank better loan me more so I can pay for my groceries from last week. There's no way we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just so out of control. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all about power, and it's about, you know, keeping control for your political party. And the American people, I think, as a whole, are so far beyond Democrats and Republicans right now. I think most Americans across the country have become very common sense and very middle of the road. And, yeah, you might have some ideas, you know, that either party associate with about how to fix it. But I think most people just want everybody to talk and get stuff done instead of this, you know, this standoff all the time.
I'm just looking at somebody who is so disgusted at Republicans, and here Gene writes, I can't understand why the blame for the shutdown of the federal government is put on Republicans. It's the Democrats who refuse to compromise. You know, that kind of thinking hasn't fixed the hardcore people who are on either side. Yep, you recognize there's intransigence, but that doesn't fix anything. And Twittering away and using Facebook and stuff for all that, you don't get anything really out of it. I'm looking for this number and I can't find it, but it was like $634 million was the amount it's cost to put those healthcare websites together, and the government was told, or we were told as taxpayers, in the rundown to overview what it was going to cost for this new healthcare legislation, $100 million for the websites, and it's already
cost
$634 million, and they don't work.
So outrageous.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They don't work.
And it's not like they're being overwhelmed with people. It's that they, yeah. I mean, they could have built them to work. They should know what kind of crowd they're expecting.
Yep. All right. All right. Let's pull the plug on all of this. Our queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, is going to be here. There are tons of freebies. It's Fun Friday. So we got tons. It's Fun Friday and freebies with the Queen of Cheap coming up next here on Good Day.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2-symbol pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. And after Monday, at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's get to Roberta's Queen of Cheap report. Lots of fun freebie stuff.
Freebie Friday.
Freebie Friday.
Well, Burger King has some new French fries. They're called Satis Fries. Apparently, they're lower in calories and lower in fat. Good. And they want you to try them so badly, they're going to give you them to you free all weekend. Just walk into a Burger King and they'll hand you French fries. Any Burger King. No coupon, really? Nothing. Just walk in.
You get Satis Fry me.
Really? Say, you don't even have to say it. No, that would have been a good promotion. Yeah. Satisfy me. No, you don't have to say anything. Nope, nope, no strings attached. Right. One per person, but you can go to different Burger King.
One fry?
No, one order
you get one free fry.
But, you know, you can tour all the Burger Kings in your neighborhood and get, you know, lots of free fries. If you act fast, you can be among the 60,000 people who are going to get a free week's supply of the new Dial 7-Day Moisturizing Lotions. You're going to go online to do that. Free Ovaltine. Remember Ovaltine? I want my Ovaltine. Mm-hmm. Well, they want people to remember Ovaltine, so they're going to give it away free to you, and we have the link at DougStefan.com and how you can do that. Shutterfly, it's $15 off a $15 purchase. This is one of those photo sites, you know, like Snapfish and those type of photo sites. Well, you know, you can get photos, you can get calendars, you can get tote bags, you can get placemats with your mug on it. Well, this is $15 off $15. It's for new customers only, but, you know, if you're already signed up, sign up in your husband's name, your kid's name, your dog's name, you know, whatever. Create another website. That's free, a Gmail or something. You know, and get $15 off a $15 purchase. And reminding that Starbucks is having their Pay It Forward campaign going on. In other words, if you go into Starbucks and buy the guy in front of you a coffee, then you get a free one.
Really?
So, yeah, you can buy a homeless person a coffee if you want.
Doug's at Starbucks right now.
You can buy your husband a coffee if you want, and then you get a free one. You'll find all this great stuff at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yesterday, I felt so close, but you were far away. Now I'm seeing you sled over the edge.
Yeah, we can make quick work of this. This is forever in your mind. They're going to be in my mind much more than about another 5 seconds. The song is called Love Bug. It's from last night's X Factor. Somebody sent me an email and said they didn't want me to play any of this music in these shows anymore because, not because I don't like them, but because they don't want to hear it. They want to watch it. And this guy said to me, if I want to hear it, I'll watch it. Well, there are a lot of people, sir, who don't have a chance to hear it. They may want to know what's going on. Exactly. Na-na-na-na-na. 24 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. Here's something much better for us to focus on. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, a video from The Daily Show. You wouldn't think that it would necessarily be inspirational, but the video today features a conversation Jon Stewart had with Malala Yousafzai. Is that how you pronounce her name? Yousafzai? She's the woman.
Say it again, because I'm pretty sure no.
Yousafzai? She's the woman from Pakistan who was shot by the Taliban because she supported education for women.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
It's honestly humbling to meet you. You're 16. Where did your love for education come from?
We are human beings, and this is the part of our human nature, that we don't learn the importance of anything until it's snatched from our hands. And when in Pakistan, when we were stopped from going to school, at that time I realized that education is very important, and education is the power for women. And that's why the terrorists are afraid of education. They do not want women to get education, because then women would become more powerful.
Exactly. 16-year-old girl.
Exactly right.
Wow.
You describe in the book, still, no matter what, they took the signs off of schools. They went underground, but they continued in the face of, you spoke out publicly against the Taliban. What gave you the courage to continue this?
You know, my father was a great encouragement for me, because he spoke out for women's rights, he spoke out for girls' education. And at that time, I said that why shall I wait for someone else? Why shall I be looking to the government, to the army, that they would help us? Why don't I raise my voice? Why don't we speak up for our rights? The girls of Swat, they spoke up for their rights. I started writing diary. I spoke on every media channel that I could. And I raised my voice on every platform that I could. And I said, I need to tell the world what is happening in Swat. And I need to tell the world that Swat is suffering from terrorism. And we need to fight against terrorism.
When did you realize the Taliban had made you a target?
When in 2012 I was with my father, and someone came and she told us that, have you seen on Google that if you search your name and the Taliban have threatened you? And I just could not believe it. I said, no, it's not true. And even after the threat, when we saw it, I was not worried about myself that much. I was worried about my father, because we thought that the Taliban are not that much cruel that they would kill a child, because I was 14 at that time. But then later on, I started thinking about that, and I used to think that the Taliban would come and he would just kill me. But then I said, if he comes, what would you do, Malala? Then I would reply myself that, Malala, just take a shoe and hit him. But then I said, if you hit a Talib with your shoe, then there would be no difference between you and that Talib. You must not treat others that much with cruelty and that much harshly. You must fight others, but through peace and through dialogue and through education. Then I said, I'll tell him how important education is, and that I even want education for you.
Malala Yousafzai, young woman from Pakistan who was shot by the Taliban.
Unbelievable.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Cat guardians, forget the old age thinking that cats don't like baths and can't be bathed. Show cats are bathed regularly. All cats should receive some assistance with their grooming. If started while young, your cat will become adjusted to it. If your cat is older, it's best to introduce kitty to bath time gradually. Whether young or old, play with your cat in empty sink or bathtub. Give your cat her favorite toys or treats, and after a few play periods with kitty, peers relax, then you can start adding a little bit of water, a little at a time, over a period of weeks. Make sure that every time you place her in the sink, it always ends with something positive. A little romp around the house, a new paper bag, a new toy, maybe some fresh catnip. You know, as our cats get older, they also need help with grooming. So teaching them that bathing is okay when they're younger can make all the difference in keeping them in good shape when they get older. Because nothing makes a cat more anxious and more depressed than not being able to be groomed properly. It's really that easy. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's a good day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, or if you prefer the other way around, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
We are here. Can I do first this time around, service. Roberta Fasanelli?
Roberta Fasanelli, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Good Day program.
I want to be first.
Jennifer is going to do the television report in a few moments. Television is an important part of our lives. We watch
sometimes
it.
It's the only part of our life.
I mean,
Walking Dead.
All right, so what are some of the things you're going to get to?
Walking Dead.
I'm too upset. No. Oh, gosh, lots of things, Dougie. Very big character leaving a Law and Order show.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw
Got
that.
A renewal for a series over at ABC. Someone great joining the cast of Fargo. Right. And a little Doctor Who news. For Roberta, because I know she's...
And Walking Dead.
Okay. Yeah. And Walking Dead.
All right. So the program brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings. Limited time lineup is loaded. Fried pickles cooked to a golden crisp. And the Garden Crasher, which is fresh veggies with hummus and cucumber sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. All I can think of when I do these is an old Furlin Husky song, On the Wings of a Snow White Dove. Anybody remember that song, or is that me dating myself? On the wings of a snow white dove, he found his real true love. And
I think you get the words wrong.
What do you mean, I think I got the words
wrong? On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his true sweet love. It's about God, isn't it?
Not, you're talking about the Furlin Husky song?
Yeah.
No.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I think it is. You sure?
Oh boy.
Almost.
See, if it was in New York City, it would be on the gray. It would be on the wings of a gray, dirty pigeon.
Yeah, right.
Ew.
All right, let's get to our 2020 news quiz question. It is time for us to identify yet another gentleman who is important in terms of what's going on right now in Washington. All right? His name is Bill Young. Some people call him C.W. Remember C.W. McCall, speaking about old-time country tunes?
No, but I do remember the CW network.
Yeah. All right, anyway. CW William, it's C. William Young. That's his real name. Goes by the name of Bill. He is in the news today because of something he should have done a long time ago. What is that? 888-302-3684. You got about 5 minutes to figure it out for a swell prize, which you may or may not get, but it's nice to be on the air anyway and sort of make yourself famous to your friends and family. All right. Hey, Mom, I'm on the radio. 888-302-3684. C. William Young is doing something that he should have done a long time ago. That's why he's in the news. What is it that he is doing? 888-302-3684. What did you just say, Roberta? Did you just say something in my ear? I didn't hear all of what you were. Was it Jennifer?
No.
Am I hearing things?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Now.
I didn't say anything.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Ken, call those guys at the wrong lifetime.
Oh, that was Michael. I got Michael's voice confused with Jennifer and on the Wings
is
of a
Michael
Dove.
Is Michael talking like this nowadays?
No. All right, play the song, Michael.
The snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love.
Ha! He. I mean, ha. How does
I
that
was
you
right.
talk about God? How do you know
what do you think he's referring to?
I think it could be any number of people that he's referring to, not necessarily just God. I never sang that.
Do send their love on the wing of a white dove?
I think that
it's probably God. I'm with Michael on this one. I hate to say it.
No, you don't. You're right. It's gang up on the host time. Roberta, go ahead. Michael, you started something. Go ahead, Jennifer. Go ahead, Roberta. Go ahead. They never had a dinner for me and never had an award. I can take it.
You hear the violins?
Kenny, go ahead. Get in on it. Help yourself.
Well, when you ask for it, it's not fun.
Oh. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It has to be a surprise.
Really? Surprise. Mm-hmm. The fear-based thinking department today has a story in it based on yet another prediction that the heat waves will ruin our country and our lives by the middle of the century. You may or may not have seen the story earlier this week. There has been so much stuff. At some point in time, I'm going to put an hour aside for just the update on the global warming and the climate change stuff.
We should
stuff.
Get There's Al Gore to come on the show and talk
yeah,
about
why
it.
Why don't you do that, Jennifer? You be in charge of that. Anyway, so there was a story about Alaska sinking into the sea. Mm-hmm. Did you see that this week?
Mm-hmm.
All right, those of you in Alaska, I'm sure you're all worried about that. A pipeline will go away and you'll miss your checks for $943. Do you know that every Alaskan
I do.
Got a check for $943
it's a
2 weeks ago?
Great place to live if you can handle the cold.
$943 as a result of what the state got as a windfall
from the
pipeline.
Yeah, and they don't have an income tax. They actually get paid
nothing.
To live
yes.
there.
$943.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. You didn't know that, Roberta. How much do you get paid for living in New York?
How much we get paid for living? It depends on paid in what.
Yeah, huh?
Exactly.
It. Right.
This is on a very basic level, just a check that says, thank you for living in Alaska. Have a nice day.
In the year 2043, for example, Phoenix and Honolulu could see the average air temperature shift beyond the most extreme records of the past 150 years. Now, this comes from the same people that said we were going to have at least 11 hurricanes this season. How many have we had? Zero.
Zip.
This is the people who said we're going to have the worst snow. Well, we had bad snow last year, but it's going to be worse this year. What other predictions have come from forecasters that just been wrong? Who's going to be
like
a good summer?
Like all of them, usually.
Yeah, not good.
They can't figure it out. It's all weather. I mean, come on.
All right, Roberta wants to update us on the most recent poll results as to how people see Congress and see the continuing shutdown, the beginning of the health care law. What are some of the stats, Roberta?
Well, NBC and the Wall Street Journal just did a poll, and they found that 60% of the American people that they polled just want to take Congress and just, like, put them on an airplane and just toss them out the back door.
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
The back door?
That even goes up.
Side door? Front door?
Any door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those back things that open up like in the military planes, just kind of like shoving out the back there, you know?
Right, yeah.
Cargo plane. It's even higher among rural voters, 70%. White independents, 70%. Those in Republican-held congressional districts, 67%. And what's really interesting is that a whopping 78% think the country is on the wrong track. And that's Republicans and Democrats.
I actually think that
people
number's
are
low.
Just, like, disgusted with the whole thing.
Well, here's another poll. The rollout of the health care bill this week. And this came before the knowledge that what had been budgeted for the websites for our health care was $100 million. So far, they spent $643 million, and none of them work. So the Associated Press survey this week, which surveyed about 1,200 adults, found that anywhere, depending on the part of the country you're in, between 3 and 7% think the rollout of the health care bill has gone extremely well. Between 3 and 7%. Obamacare, well, no. Obamacare, sick. Obamacare, bad.
3%, like, where'd you, 3%. I mean, that's just like, where'd you even get those guys?
And exactly, and what most of these surveys will tell you, there's a margin of error by 3%.
Zippo.
Well, on the other side, it could be 6%, 6 to 10%. But what a disgusting, what a damning, what an indictment of the system. Oui. All right, Jennifer, Yeah. Did you know, this is for you, and I'm sort of doing this as a tease to our conversation about television. A lot of people talk about Breaking Bad, which ended a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I never watched the show, but I've been reading stories about it because there was so much attention.
Everybody loves it, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It looked like a pretty horrific show, frankly. Kenny, did you ever watch it?
It was not a single episode. No.
Nightmarish, from what I could see. Violence and that kind of stuff. Kind of like The Following.
I don't know if it's a violent show.
Yeah, that was the essence. That was the. That's sort of the feeling that I get from the descriptions. Anyway, now, Roberta, since mm-hmm. the television show did so well, there is a chance, according to the story at DougStefan.com today, that there's going to be a Breaking Bad opera.
I love it.
Oh, dear.
How in the name of
heaven? Let's make crystal meth! With that?
Right. Yeah. You can buy it now. We have it over here.
Well, I mean, I went to a musical a couple of months ago based on The Silence of the Lambs, so I guess they could do
Whoa, it. How in the world?
I like liver and fava beans.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Put the lotion in the
basket. It was funny.
It was hilarious.
Good God.
And it's called Silence, and it was a musical based on The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, so it was like comedy, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, okay. It wasn't, you know, wasn't right, terrifying speaking, like the movie.
Speaking of comedy, for those of you who think the Dodgers are going to beat the Red Sox, our poll today at DougStefan.com, the American League National League Championship Series starting this weekend. I was watching a little bit at late last night of the Detroit game. They're all dancing around.
I was happy Detroit won, actually.
Because Detroit's just having a tough time.
Well, so Detroit, nice. I mean, there's not much happiness when you live there, so, you know, it's good.
All right, so our poll today asks, which team do you want to go all the way to win the World Series? A, the Red Sox. B, the Tigers. C, the Dodgers. D, the Cardinals. I'm figuring
out. I have a problem here. Who wrote this?
Who do you think?
Because Boston came first. I want to know why the Dodgers came first.
Dodgers came third.
But it's alphabetical. Boston, Detroit, Los Angeles, St. Louis.
Boy, right now. I just took the poll. 25% are going Red Sox, 25% are going Cardinals, 17% say Dodgers, and 8% say the Tigers.
Really?
So I will now pay for votes. Please cast your vote for the Dodgers.
Yeah, there you go. Help yourself. Jennifer checks the rest of the television report for us in a matter of moments, brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. Kohl's have all kinds of things that are, I guess there's a big weekend, a lot of sales this week at Kohl's, is that right?
Columbus Day.
That's right. Oh, my God, you reminded me again.
Stop it.
We're on the air live, by the way. I don't even consider this a holiday. It's not even worth mentioning. So I won't. Let's mention something else.
Wait a minute. You got to remember New York. We closed down Columbus Day.
Really?
Absolutely.
Not sure. So does that mean I'm still not going to, probably not going to get paid next week either? I'll use
probably
that
not.
As an excuse, yeah.
Schools are closed. Big parade.
Before the hour. Folks, there is a real-time conversation going on in lots of places about Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia. Let's see, what is it? Triprovia.com, I think, is the website. This is the way to deal with naturally thinning hair. And when talk about that, what happens is you use bad shampoos, and the stuff, the residue from the shampoo, fills up your pores. It's almost like cement. When I describe it that way, people say, oh, yeah, because your scalp will all feel smooth. And that's because you can't feel the pores because they're all plugged in. So if you get Provia, it rinses that stuff out. It eats away naturally at the gunk that's in the pores so that the now, after that, the hair follicles can start working again. And you can have a beautiful head of hair in about 4 or 5 months' time. That's how it works. For those who have premature thinning hair, call 800-525-8319 and get on the bandwagon for stronger, fuller, younger-looking hair. The waste that is, this is, it's so incredibly sad. So many people have wasted and still are wasting this valuable resource called your hair. Don't waste it. 4 times the power, this Provia super concentrate than regular Provia, and you get that as a special added incentive when you dial 800-525-8319. The new Provia and Provia super concentrate. Mention Doug Stefan, you'll be well taken care of. Get the super concentrate absolutely free with your order. 800-525-8319. Restore your hair naturally with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here. Here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
All right, I'm expecting to hear the theme anytime. If you
Michael's
were so
distracted.
Busy talking to your girlfriends on the phone, Michael.
That wasn't his girlfriend. That was his boyfriend.
Because he's playing it so loud, so I can't hear.
He'll be with us next hour, by the way, Dougie.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Get to the television report. There are a lot of things. You were talking about somebody leaving a show.
Yes, you love Law & Order, don't you?
I like Law & Order, yeah.
Well, Law & Order SVU, it's been revealed that Richard Belzer, who plays Detective John Munch.
Munch.
Kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's my kind of
He started out in Baltimore on that other show, and the same character went to New York for Law & Order. What was the name of that show that he was on in Baltimore? Remember that there was a police show?
Homicide, Love on the Streets.
Okay.
Right, yeah. So he's been playing this character
for 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
Yeah, he got handed his retirement papers in Wednesday's episode of the drama. Next week's episode will feature a retirement party, and don't worry if you love him. He'll probably come back for guest appearances, but he will be taking a little break from Law & Order SVU. Good news for fans of Marvel's The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. ABC's ordered a full season of that series, so it's always safe. I like to hear what's renewed so I know it's safe to continue watching without, you know, the sadness of getting canceled. Kate Walsh, you remember her from Grey's Anatomy. She was she's joined the cast of FX limited series Fargo, which is based on the movie. She's going to play a trophy wife and a reluctant mother of twins, already scheduled to star in that movie Billy Bob Thornton, Martin Freeman, Oliver Platt, and Colin Hanks. It's a big cast.
What happened with Kanye West on with Jimmy Kimmel?
Kanye West on Jimmy Kimmel, they settled their feud. I know you can be worried about that.
I was really worried, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he went on Jimmy Kimmel to explain himself, to bury the hatchet, and the episode gave Jimmy Kimmel his best rating since moving to 11:35. It was a 1.2 share, which is really cool. Now, Roberta, I know you love
No, it's not. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
What?
That's about half what Jay Leno has.
I know. He doesn't ever beat Jay Leno. No.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Back
okay.
to Roberta.
You know I'm a Jay Leno fan. Mm-hmm. So, Roberta loves Doctor Who.
Yes.
This is really fun news if you're a fan of that show, because it's one of those shows with a cult following. At least 100 lost episodes of Doctor Who have been tracked down by fans of the program, with lost installments found in Ethiopia, according to a UK paper.
Woohoo!
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
It's been feared the episodes, which are from the 1960s, had been lost after the BBC got rid of old footage, and the episodes feature the first two actors to play the Doctor, William Hartnell and Patrick Troughton. So, good news if
Excellent.
You're a Doctor Who fan. Those will be released soon.
Heart
and body extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
Parsons is here from bestfares.com. You'll find some of the information regarding best fares that come to the listeners' Doug Steffen Good Day program in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. Before we get to Tom, though, I want to give you the answer to our 2020 news quiz question. The name C. William Young is attached to a gentleman who's 82 years old, was first elected to the House of Representatives, that is, he is a congressman, in 1970. So he has been there 22 terms, 44 years as a congressman. He's the problem. He, 44 years in Congress, from the Florida 13th Congressional District, wow, which is the area of Clearwater, St. Petersburg, that area around Tampa. 44 years. That's the problem. All right, meanwhile, having said that, if you would like to sail away with a great cruise, Tom has some rates for you. Other information about what you would expend if you're taking a trip. Airline prices are going up. They are crazy. And the airlines are getting more difficult to deal with. Gee, what else is new? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, let's get to Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. First, the great cruise bargains as a result of all the trouble. I don't know if I told you this story or not. I told it on the air. But the reason I tell it now is because of our focus on cruises here for a minute. I was sitting next to a child on a bus with his, I think it was his grandmother. And it was a bus on our way to the airport. And they were going to take a cruise, and the kid was scared. He's maybe 8 years old, 9 years old. And he's telling his grandmother that all of the cruise liners sink. So that's the news media's effect. As a nine-year-old kid, he's afraid to go on a cruise because the boats sink. Now, never mind all of them getting sick. The only one I've seen that sunk was the one in the Costa Concordia, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody other?
But the Carnival cruise ships were in the news for like almost
right.
a
but
year.
But this kid is at 9 years old. His thought about cruises is that the ships all sink. Mm. So how many other adults even think that? Isn't that really one of the big problems with the cruise business now because of all of this negative publicity?
Yeah, well, you know, when did this thing with Carnival happen? Back in February, I think. I just started seeing their ads only in the last 30 days for the first time. You know, it took them that long to start advertising again. So it's amazing. And then Royal Caribbean had their little problem down there towards the Bahamas, and then we see that ship over there, and it's still, you know, we saw it pulled up the other day over there in Italy, and you know, kids get, you know, you get these wild and crazy things. I know I went to McDonald's one time. I saw these little kids, you know, the theme songs from Cops. They said they saw these two cops in. They started singing "Bad Guys," bad, you know.
Yeah, brilliant.
They just thought they were. They thought the cops were the bad guys.
Yeah. So, sometimes they are, but hopefully not. Yeah. More often than not, they're good guys.
But anyway, the cruises. This is actually October is a great month to be looking at cruises, and also Houston has Galveston, but they're now Princess is now going out of Houston City. They actually have a port there too, which saves you about it keeps you about an hour down. Travel time from the airports, but we're seeing Princess actually offer balcony cabins for seven nights. They'll take you to destinations in the Western Caribbean. We usually don't see like Rotan and Belize, and a balcony cabin starts as only $6.99, and that's a pretty good little price for a seven-night cruise. I also like the ones out of the Caribbean, like San Juan, where you get down there, and with some of the lower fares that we see in this October and November in the San Juan, it gets you to 80-degree weather real fast, and you usually get five or six cities as you go. So this is a good time to be looking for good cruise prices. I think Christmas and New Year's will be very, very high, and then come January, February, you'll be able to get some sun and fun.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing, though, the stories that are developed out of people not having the right story? Tom Parsons, check out the deals at bestfares.com. You can find him on the website, as a matter of fact, the contributors box at dougstefan.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.